Hello, friends. Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored. Why can't I hear the music go? Because I'm not playing it. Thankful for you for being here. This is our off-air podcast, I think. Yeah. I don't know, man. I get real nervous with this one. Still waiting on that Tom. You know what? I'm going to call Tom. He's going to hate this. Tom hates being on the spot. So you know what I'm going to do?
He might be in a little bit of a rush too, but...
Yeah, I'm going to call him. He's going to hate this. We asked for Tom to do a disclaimer for us like 2 weeks ago, you know?
And because this is uncensored. Just obviously, if you're like the regular crew, you already know what it is. But for anyone who's never heard Uncensored, we always give a disclaimer in the beginning that this is very different from the show. It's very much like close friends on Instagram, you know, where you just show certain things to certain people. And our idea was to have our boss, Tom, come up with this intro that we could just air every time in right. front of the podcast. And he still hasn't done it.
We need it.
It's molasses. You know what I mean? It's molasses. He's not going to answer.
My mom even said that after meeting him. She was like, his voice.
I know. His voice, yeah.
Yes, friends.
Hi.
What's up?
You're on the Uncensored podcast, yeah. Just FYI.
Lovely. Okay, what's going on?
Per our last email, are we going to be able to get that disclaimer that we're going to run before our podcast starts anytime soon?
I mean, I know this will come as a shock to you, but that's about number 14 on my list right now.
Okay. What do you think?
In his defense, like, we literally just finished All Paws Home. That was like super crazy.
Yeah.
What do you think it'll sound like if you just had to, like, just off the dome?
Guys, come on. I'm in the middle of an entirely different project right now.
Okay.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm not even in the mindset to talk about it.
Okay. All right. There's Tom, everybody. There's Tom. Thanks, Tom.
He's busy.
Have a good one, Tom. Hung up on me.
Why? He hung up on you? He hung up on you? Yeah. Dang. Wow.
That's Tom, everybody.
I feel like that awkward gif of Debbie Ryan right now where she's like tucking her hair behind her ear. That's how I feel right now. I feel so uncomfortable.
You knew what you were doing when you called him, though.
I didn't think it'd be that bad, though. I didn't think it'd go that bad.
No?
Not that bad. Bad, but not that bad. You know what I mean? It's all right. I'll probably get a text in about...
Now?
No, not while we're on, because he knows that I'll use it against him. It probably happened... Because he knows I'll read it on. It'll happen. No, he'll probably actually call me in tomorrow and be like, dude, you know I'm under a lot of stress right now.
Celia on YouTube, Tom doesn't hate us. He just hates that process.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
He doesn't. Tom, I've just learned. Because, you know, us, like, we don't mind being put on the spot. Like, I don't.
But on top of that, he does have like 20 other things that he's doing right now.
I think it's more that, like, he needs to be like one track at a time. Like, when he's like one project at a time,
yeah.
You know?
Because he likes to give all his focus. Because when he does it, he's going to crush it. And
yeah.
It's going to
exactly.
be incredible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he wants to be in the mindset to like execute and like be in the space and give it all, you know. Right now, he's like 2 Celsius in. He's only been here for like, you know, maybe 30 minutes.
True.
Already like 2 Celsius to the dome. Probably has already been on 3 different Zoom calls, 5 different calls, answering to 8 separate emails. Like... The man is fighting for his life constantly.
Not hanging up on us, though, bro. He could at least like put a happy face on. Just be like, hey, God. Like, he could say anything. He could have been like, be careful. This podcast is about to be crazy. And we'd be like,
no.
Oh, that's crazy, Tom. Thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks
no
a lot.
Way.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, well, I'll deal with that later. All right. Well, we cuss on this podcast, so just heads up as we
Fuck.
Get into it. Yeah, there you go.
Hi, that's YouTube.
What's up, YouTube?
Grace says Uncle Crames is stressing Tom out.
Yeah, he gets
typical.
He gets a little. Tom's funny. You just never know what you're going to get. First of all, we're all like radio people are all. You never quite know what you're going to get. Like on the day to day basis, you never really quite know what you're walking into.
Yeah.
With them, like and that's what makes us good personalities because we are like a little nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And you never quite know what you're going to get from us. But that's hard sometimes. because like it's fun on the air to listen to, but to manage and like to have an expectation when you call your boss.
I'm curious though, for MDKeehan06, is it G's man to us for calling him cold calling, or is it G's man to Tom for hanging up on us?
Yeah, like which one? Who got the G's man? What's both up with the G's valid. Man?
Both valid.
Yeah. Wait, me for calling?
Cold call. I mean, you know that he doesn't like that.
Especially Tom.
And he just got here.
I know.
So like, yeah, he just got here. It's fine. You knew.
Jessica, how's your bladder? What's going on?
Well.
Oh, wait, Tom. Wait, here we go. Oh. The MD Keenan says, this is our YouTube show. Tom is always fighting for his life.
I think that's true, dude.
Tom is always fighting for his life.
It's true.
And by the way, we have a YouTube show. In case you're listening, you're like, who are you guys talking to? We have a YouTube show, a Kramer and Jess on YouTube, if you ever want to come. And we're Wednesday-ish, about 10. It happens around 10 and 11 Eastern usually, so if you want to come be a part of it. And by the way, Tom, I got nothing bad to say about Tom, but I just don't know what I'm... And typically, it's calm. But not always.
Calm Tom.
Yeah, calm Tom. But not always. I mean,
I know you are not saying that
all,
right now.
Hey, at All Paws Home, man. Like we had a moment. We definitely had a moment where we had to go head to head for a second.
You and him?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Wait, I missed that.
No, we did because it's stressful. Mm. We both get stressed out.
Head to head about what?
Just stress, bro. We got stressed. Mm. It's because honestly we ran that operation a little different than we usually do.
Yeah, it was very different.
And so we were both just out of our element a little bit, and
so you can relate because both you guys are very similar in that way.
Yeah. So listen, I'm not mad at Tom. It's just I'm just surprised that publicly
he hung up on you.
He would do that.
Honestly, that was him probably standing up for himself.
Unless he was just doing it for the drama.
He
was standing on business.
It wasn't clocking to you, Kramer.
No, he wasn't doing that for the drama, though. That was
That was him. Was him making a statement to you.
He's pissed, man.
That was fair. Like, think of all the times you've texted him complaining about a song at 6 a.m.
Literally.
Like, I think he deserved that.
Off air, I was like, I don't know if I want to like say this right now because I just talked about a pee story last week on Uncensored. And I was like, I feel like I should space those out. But then I was like, wait a second. This is my life. So I'm just going to talk about it.
Live it.
It's your truth.
Yeah. So I had a meeting about a panel I'm going to be on next month. The show's going to a like radio convention, which is super fun, where like a bunch of people from the industry meet up. We learn a bunch. We get to connect. We get to see old friends. It's a lot of cool. And there's panels, and I'm going to be on a panel. And my fear, and like the meeting went great. It was awesome. But after I was thinking about it, my fear is, what if I have to pee during the panel? Like, what if I have to go? And I seriously,
that's a good question,
have not thought about it until I had my meeting yesterday going over how this was all going to go and like what we're going to discuss.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, what am I going to do if I have to go?
Quick bladder talk, because I'll pause home. That's the first time that like you and I have like spent, we were there for 12 hours. I mean, you go to the bathroom a lot. Like you do. And I don't realize during the show because we're so constantly busy. And like you and I don't sit in the same studio.
I also plan it around what we're doing as well.
Right.
So like I know when there's certain times that I can go and you may not like notice or anything because I'll like go and I know I can like run and stuff. But right. No, that is true. So like you saw how many times I had to go to the bathroom.
A lot. And I say that in the sense of like, I mean, you do have to go to the bathroom a lot. I mean, it's a lot. So like those panels run
at minimum
60, but usually closer to 90 minutes.
At minimum, what they're supposed to be, 45 minutes.
Oh, they're supposed to be 45?
I mean, it's never 45.
They're at least 60.
It's a whole bunch of yappers on stage. Are you kidding me? At a yapper convention?
It's
yeah, right. We're going to be on that stage for 45 minutes.
It's 90 minutes. They're 90 minutes.
At least.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, what are you going to do about that?
Because this is how deep, literally, I was thinking about this. Where, like, would I ever consider wearing a diaper in public? But that also affects my outfit choice. So if there's an outfit that I can wear so people can't tell that I'm wearing a JIC diaper, just in case diaper.
Flowy pants
maybe, but skirt. But the fabric though, so I but then I'm also thinking like
big skirt.
Okay.
I also have never had to do that. Like I've never like peed myself or anything like that. Yeah. I've been able to get to a restroom.
Wait, I have a real question for you.
But I haven't been in this kind of situation in a minute since my newly diagnosed OAB, overactive bladder.
I have a real question for you. Are you saying this for real, or are you like, is this like just like yuck yuck? Would you really consider wearing a diaper or no? Because I just don't know which way to take this. Is this humorous, or like, are you really genuinely consider wearing a diaper?
I wouldn't even say considered. I'd say I'm genuinely concerned if that's something I would have to do, because I'm sitting on stage in front of a full conference room.
Yeah, like 200 some odd people.
I can't get up and walk out. And I can't be sitting there and freaking out if I have to go. There is no fucking way. Like, if I were to ever have an accident, that's the last fucking place that can ever happen.
Right.
On stage in front of all of these people.
You can't just run out.
That I look up to and that like are, you know, in our industry with, you know, all of our peers.
Especially
like,
because you'll be at least you'll be the youngest one on stage.
I'm the youngest one on stage. And I can't pee myself on stage. Are you kidding me?
Jess, you and I know what I'm talking about. Like, you just can't. You can't right now.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. They'll be like, this girl.
They're like, mm-mm.
And I think with your pee anxiety, like, if you were sitting in your own piss, I think that would make you more anxious and then have to pee more, and you just, like, wouldn't stop peeing.
Wait, I'm
sorry.
Do you
think so?
Can we read this comment really quick?
Yeah.
Comment from YouTube says, this is great to watch with 0 hours of sleep. Yeah, this is great content right now, by the way.
Yeah.
If you want, we have the best piss content on YouTube, hands down. If you're looking for great piss content,
look,
Jess Dutra.
I'm the girl.
Is your girl.
Good shit story.
Dude, not, you guys, not an always commercial right now on the TV. Look up.
Discreet.
Destined to protect. Here's the deal.
Always discreet.
Because as far as like the pee anxiety, I don't know if I would continue to pee myself, but when I know that I'm going to be in an environment that I can't go to the bathroom when I want to, that's when I get pee anxiety, and that's when it makes me feel like I have to go even more.
Right.
But I, as far as like literally considering, but here's my thing. Like, I also don't even know, like, okay, let's say hypothetical. If I were to wear a diaper, would I even actually pee?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because I wouldn't trust that, like, it wouldn't seep through.
Right.
And then here's the worst part. Let's say I do it. I would obviously need to see if it works. So here I am. Can you imagine me at home practicing in this diaper?
But first off, what do you mean at home? Of course you're going to test it on the air. There's no way you're not testing this on the air. Like,
I wouldn't.
What do you mean at home? Like, of course you're testing this on
the air. What if the mics were really good and you could, like, hear, like, tinkling?
Oh, bro, it's tinkling. It's in a diaper. It's not going to make noise. Like, sound effects. Like waterfall. This is 1990 radio. Like waterfall sound effects.
Like, yes, this is funny, haha. But I'm also like really sad, if I'm being completely honest.
Sad's not the right word. I think it's a legitimate concern.
No, I'm sad. I'm like sad that I even have to consider. I hate the thought.
It is sad. I mean, you're having to kind of relearn how to live your life because now you have a real condition. If we're being serious about this for a minute, you're having to like rethink how to live your life. And I think anyone that has chronic conditions, and this is like your first one. And as you get older, you're probably going to have more, because welcome to it.
Surgery is definitely an option, but that's not something I'm about to do like in 3 weeks before boot camp, on stage. No. Like, I can't, you know, there's a lot that goes into that process.
Okay, let's like talk this out for real. Would you ever consider, and this is real quick, like all jokes aside for a second, would you ever consider actually peeing in a diaper at this point in your life? All jokes aside, this is a real condition, y'all. We don't need to, I mean, we can have fun with it too, because it's I mean, come on, there's humor and everything, but like, would you consider actually like peeing in a diaper?
I don't know, because it's just a matter of like not having one for convenience. It would mainly be having to wear one if I'm in a circumstance where like I wouldn't be able to hold it.
Right. But like, you wouldn't.
But I don't know. I think that's another, add another concern on top of the fucking laundry list that we have, is sometimes, again, this is how my pee anxiety works. Okay. Which it's so fucked. Like, if I'm in a situation where I have to pee and then like, remember we talked about this, of like the social awkward situations when like you're at a game or at a concert and the line is super long and people have to pee, and then you have to go to the bathroom and you feel like you have to go because people are waiting for you. There are times where I literally have to go and I'm in a long ass line and I know someone's waiting for me. And by the time I get in there, I have to do so much to calm myself down so I can go. And I end up being in there longer. Mm-hmm. So my fear too is like being on stage and like needing to go, but then not being able to go and like freaking myself out or something.
So that would be even worse.
Does that make sense?
No, 100%.
Yeah.
So the question is, would you, I mean, I still don't know if you'd answer the question. I have a question about girls too, because like, I don't know how vaginas work. Because with guys, I can't just like pee a little bit and then stop. Like with guys, it's like, you have to pee the whole thing.
No, it's true. Like I also won't know how much I have to pee. Like it might be a little or it might be a bunch.
No, you
so
can
it's
like start and stop though and, for but,
like,
girls.
But can you stop and like stop forever?
Like, you're still going to feel like you need to pee, but you can, like...
Because guys can't really stop. Like, once we start, like, we can't stop.
I also don't know what that situation is going to be like, as far as, like, what if I, like, what if it's a lot?
I know. And, like, that's what I don't know. So the question is, like, would you really do it? And I'm being dead ass with you right now. Like, would you actually do it?
I might.
I did stop fine.
I wonder if it'll just calm me down if I have it on low key.
Yeah.
And obviously actually not pee on stage, because like that is like literally my worst nightmare. I really don't think that I would, but I wonder if it'll. I don't fucking know. I really don't. Like the plan is I'm literally going to stop drinking liquid by like 7 p.m. the night before. I'm not going to drink anything.
Wait, you're going to drink any liquid after 7 p.m. the night before.
100%.
You might also pass that on stage. I don't know that I recommend that either.
I'm not going to drink any liquid. And then but this is what I did when
You're going to be dehydrated, dude.
No, dude, this is literally what I did when we went on the road trip to North Carolina. I stopped drinking anything at 7 p.m. and then I stayed up really, really late. So I would be asleep in the car the next morning. Cause like when I, you know what I mean? And then when I woke up, I had to go. So when I wake up in the morning, I definitely will still have to go.
Yeah.
But then I won't have, and honestly, God's plan that my panel is the first in the morning.
It is
I think
the first
it's
one,
the
right?
first
it's always,
one.
It's usually the first
so
one.
So that
yeah.
is my saving grace where I do feel
just
like
up,
awake and I won't have anything.
Bang it out, then just drink a gallon of water and you're good.
Yeah.
Man. Okay. I mean, honestly, and I don't know how overactive bladder works, but like, does it get worse as you get older? Do you know?
I'm sure. Well, yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Usually you don't get overactive bladder until, obviously there are people my age and younger. I mean, it happens in both men and women, but it typically doesn't happen until later in age, which is why like right now we're trying to figure out if medication is even an option.
Right.
And the medication that they originally put me on, I was having like really annoying, gnarly side effects. So I actually have a doctor's appointment next week to figure out what the next step
would be. Yeah.
But I think ultimately, especially for her, my doctor, what she said was surgery might be more of an option just because I'm so young.
Right. Cause you had a long road ahead of you for this, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
Well, keep us posted.
Dude,
we got a few more weeks.
Wait, really quick. I did just find underwear online that, like, you know how they have like period underwear now?
That's true.
It's called Everdries and it looks like normal underwear. So I feel like that would freak you out way less than
that's true
feeling like a big
the diaper
probably,
thing
yeah.
the diaper
like,
thing is what
bulky.
Is really freaking me out especially for like outfit purposes.
These straight up just like look like normal underwear, because I do think there is an actual psychological component to you just knowing you have backup
100%.
You know what I mean?
No, in case something happens.
Absolutely.
I also wonder, like, can they put you on the very end of the stage? Like,
poor
so it
Fred.
Is easier for you.
I don't
to,
even
like...
want to tell him. I think that's the thing. I probably will have
Here's
to.
The thing,
I
though.
Am going to have to tell him just in case.
Because I don't think it's weird if someone runs out to pee.
I
wouldn't think much
wouldn't
of
be,
that
just
as
so you
an
know,
audience
it
member.
It wouldn't be the end of the world.
Do I have to tell everyone when I get up there?
No. Excuse me, you guys. I have overactive bladder. If you see me run out of here, it's just my...
You could even carry a water bottle out with you.
I'm just
so
running
it looks
to
like
tinkle.
You're refilling your water. Like, people aren't even going to think about
dude,
it that hard.
Dude, but I have never... Okay, that's fair.
Because it's not about you. You have to remember, the panel's not about you.
Okay,
so it's
yes,
like,
dude.
They're not going to...
No, 100% yes, but I'm telling you right now, I have never witnessed a panelist walk off stage during the panel.
They have.
I haven't.
You'll be fine. Don't overthink it. Will it be uncomfortable? No one's thinking that hard about it. I wouldn't think that. I mean, you'll be fine. Celia loves the idea, by the way, of you trying the diaper on the air, by the way.
Not so doing
we're putting that in the idea section. Thank you, Celia.
I can't.
Celia also says that a girl I have an issue to have PA anxiety, then after the kids, there's no way holding it, you know? Mm. And that might be a thing too, Jess. Like after you have kids, like I wonder how that's going to affect I've you too, that. You know? Mm-hmm, like TMI too, that I used the baby's diaper in the car in the parking garage after the Padres game
that's
on Saturday.
So real. Yo, that's so
you gotta
real,
go, you
dude.
Gotta go. You know what I mean? I play games that this went from 0 to 100 way too quickly. I guess this is why you guys call it uncensored, huh? Yeah, welcome to it.
Not
if you're new
to this. Not the heartbreak
emoji. This show gets kind of
weird. We've
literally
broken them.
Yeah, it does.
I know.
Isabel says, if the panel is about 90 minutes, wear a diaper for the amount of time then during the show and then go to the bathroom and, you know, for a trial room. It's not a bad idea either, you know?
So yeah.
That's good feedback. But keep us posted on that. Okay. I got a really disturbing voicemail the other day from a friend. And this is probably going to be a two-parter because I'm not quite sure where to even go with this. I don't have all the details, but like when you get a voicemail like this, like where do you even go? And we'll talk about it right after the break. Okay. It's actually been, there's been like all my girlfriends are like going through relationship drama right now, man. I just feel like everyone, it's why I'm very thankful to not be dating right now. It's like, I feel like everyone's got some kind of turbulence going on in their like dating life right now. And I'm like, yo, I'm just over here chilling. I'm playing my Donkey Kong, by the way, comes out tomorrow, bro. I'm looking forward to hitting some Donkey Kong up. Might go to the beach this weekend. Life is chill, bro. Life is really good. But I feel like everybody, I don't know, everyone's got some relationship stuff going on right now. So, I have a friend and she's in a newer relationship, about 6-ish months or so. Mm. And she, to me, man, she's like, I don't know. She's younger than me.
How old is she?
She's like closer to your age.
Like 30s?
Like younger 30s. Okay. So she's kind of feels like a younger sister to me, kind of more than anything. We've just become friends. I'm not going to try to give too much away, so let me kind of walk through the story. But she, I don't know, I just feel, like older brother to her, kind of protective of this mm-hmm. girl, right? And she's dating this guy, and there's a lot of things that I like about their relationship. I mean, seemingly there's a lot of things that
have you met him?
I have.
Okay.
And on the surface, a lot of things check out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like
that's how it, that, yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Just kind of like previous relationship. I mean, anybody, you know what I mean? On the surface, like a lot of people check out. A lot of people check out.
Yeah.
How long have you been friends with her?
Since October of last year. So 9 months, we'll say. So it's, I mean, it's still, we're not like that long of friends.
Newer friendship.
A newer friendship, yeah. So.
So friendship and relationship.
Still both
like,
new.
Yeah, both, around the same time.
Both
like
new.
Friendship a little longer. Interesting.
Yeah. One thing though that they have both struggled with is trust.
Mm.
They both have trust issues with each other.
Did something happen to cause that, or is that from previous situations that each of them have experienced?
No one has done anything inside of their relationship, but
that you know of. Also keep in mind that the information you're getting is what she feels comfortable
right, exactly.
sharing with you, and there's always going to be things
sure.
taking place in a relationship that you're not going to talk about outside of you and your partner.
Of course. People are still kind of lingering, you know what I mean? Exes and just hookup buddies from and so like stories will come up of like, he's still talking to this person or this person's still in my life. And they found out that we're still talking, but I'm still friends with this person. And
they're
and
still connected. It's kind of intertwined.
There's connections that they're having to figure out, like, is it appropriate? And then like,
right.
No, it's not, but I still feel like I should, you know? And so there's that, there's the, they're having to figure that out, but there's just some jealousy issues that like, I, as a friend, have had to be like, doesn't feel right to me. Mm-hmm. Just doesn't. There's just some red flags of jealousy to me that I've had to be like, that doesn't feel like a normal level of jealousy to me. And I won't get into specifics, but like just things that don't feel right to me.
And so coming from you, who is like a jealous person,
if I'm even like, that doesn't sound right, then like, you know, it's not right. Okay. Things like, I won't get too specific. The other night, I missed a call, checked my voicemail, and it goes a little something like this. Hey, I need you to call me back. Actually, don't call me back unless you can call me back in like the next 5 minutes. So he seems to believe that like me and you and one of our other friends had a threesome. And so like, I think that like some things are going to have to like change with us. I don't know. It's just, anyway, like if you like get this, like just, but it has to be in the next 5 minutes. If not, like, please don't call me back. All right. Thanks.
Which red flag do we even start with?
And it sounded like kind of rushed and frantic.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Now let me lay all this out. I've never had a threesome in my life.
That is such a random thing too for him to like go to.
No,
the dude,
seriously,
it must have been a threesome.
Obviously,
that's so crazy.
I'd love to have a threesome at some point. It's like my last thing on my sexual bucket list that I'd love to have, but no, I've never had a threesome in my life. I'm like still kind of fucked up from this because I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, what? I've never been sexual with any of these people that like have been now accused of. But like I've kind of seen this pattern happen where it's like pointing fingers at different males and like jealousy and like, but I'm telling you right now, nothing sexual. Like this I can wholeheartedly tell you. There's never been a sexual encounter, anything that I would even consider flirty happen. And I feel really good about saying that. Like, when you meet anybody, you always kind of wonder, like, what's going on? Very clearly, we found out we were just friends and, like, that's all it's ever been. And I met her before she even met him. Very clearly, like, well, we're just friends. Okay, cool. Perfect. Nothing. I've not spoken with her yet. I don't really know. So there's obviously a lot of details I don't know yet. But I'm not really quite sure what to even do with this conversation because it's so beyond far-fetched. It's not even like if the conversation went something like this, hey, homeboy is a little jealous when like
because we hang out alone
because we
so
hang
much.
Out because, right. because we do like her and I would like go to dinner or something right. and like even that would be like but
it'd be concerning but it would at least be based in
it
reality
would be based in reality. I'm like hey, do you mind if like he comes or like or if like if we go to yoga, is it cool if he comes? Yeah, sure, like no problem. But like we've gone from like 0 to 1 million.
Yeah, of just like whatever he's assuming about the situation.
I'm not even sure what to even like say about this. I don't even know where to like start this conversation because it's so far outside of like the realm of reality.
Mm. Yeah, but I think the thing is the conversation really has nothing to do with you, unfortunately. Like it's all based on what she is going to allow your guys's friendship to be given her circumstances with this dude. Like also for her to be like rushing off the phone and not wanting you to call her back, I'm sure because she doesn't want to get she wanted to avoid an argument because obviously this dude is spiraling. So it's like if he were to see your phone your name pop up on her phone, he's automatically going to be like, oh, see, so you guys are talking, or like you guys are constantly talking, or like whatever. And like just from my experience of dating someone like that, just like chronically jealous but inappropriate himself, and like a lot of that too was projecting. Mm-hmm. A lot of things that he would accuse me of or like think I was doing, he was literally doing at the place of business next to my fucking work, like all this kind of stuff, right?
That's almost so like, that's kind of where my brain went, was like, is this just like some kind of weird projection?
Because it could be projection, and then again, there's so many layers when it comes to a relationship. Like things could have taken place or whatever that we don't know about on both sides, whether it be from her perspective or from his perspective. You being her friend, she's going to tell you a certain thing. But right. Even like there were times that like there were a lot of things going on in my relationship that no one ever mm-hmm. knew, you know, just because I didn't want to share that. Sometimes it's nobody's business, but also sometimes just because I didn't want people to know the severity of it or all of the details of what was going on. I do think her rushing was literally just to avoid a fight, because they clearly were just in a fight, which is why she told you, you know?
Right.
And the reason why I say, unfortunately, the conversation doesn't really have anything to do with you is because no matter what you say, you can come to her and you can, I mean, you can voice your concerns as far as like, you know, I'm concerned that you feel this way. Like, I don't want you to feel this way in your relationship. But ultimately, no matter what you say to her, it's not going to matter. She's going to do whatever she needs
to
do.
That's kind of what I fear.
So that's why I don't think you need to be like, you know, what am I, how am I going to approach this? What are all these things that I can say to this girl? Because she's in a situation. Yeah. We don't know how deep the situation is. It could be bad, or he could just be like a toxic piece of shit and he just kind of sucks. Also, all these layers of like both of them are involved with people that both of them feel uncomfortable about. This could be a tit for tat to where mm-hmm. she's not down to let somebody else go. So he's going to be like, all right, fuck you. I don't feel like you're cool with him. And he can just be saying outlandish shit because he's mad of what you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's so many parts. There's so many layers to it. So I think you have to decide if this is someone that you want to be around, because this relationship is clearly rocky.
Yeah.
It's intense. It's dramatic. It's unstable for the both of them. So you just have to decide on whether or not you want to be around it, because you're not in control of it. She is.
Yeah. But what do I even, I mean, this is what I've been like struggling with, because obviously I see this situation and I'm like, oh, like this is clearly like now this is like clearly not a good situation.
No, it's messy.
Right?
It's messy for the both of them, though, to be honest.
Right,
like and they're both playing a role in the messiness. Mm. It's just a matter of like how intense it is.
But, Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say I am concerned, because it does seem like some potential like attempts at isolation might be happening.
Right. And I just don't know, like, is it my role to even like say that,
or
do I just step back?
You are in messy territory, because no matter if you come at it as like, I'm worried about you, he's going to find a way to twist it into it's because you want her is the problem.
Yeah.
So I think maybe if anything, if you can talk to the friend that was also accused of being part of this fictional threesome.
I haven't said a word to her because I'm like, I don't even know what to do with this.
That might I'm assuming it's another woman.
Yeah.
It might help to have another woman be part of a potential conversation to say, hey, we're worried, if
right.
that is the direction you want to go. Because
if you want, I mean, yes, but also like it doesn't matter what anyone says to her. She's going to stay with this guy as long as she wants to. She's going to put up with it as long as she wants to. She might break up with him today and literally get back with him in 30 minutes.
But like, I don't think it's bad to put that thought in the back of her head, at least, that like maybe something here is not quite right. And like, no matter what, we're still here for you.
Right.
But you need. I don't know.
I know.
It's hard.
I've been like going back and forth with it. Like, cause I don't think that my clarity of this is going to make it be like, oh, you're so right. This is crazy.
Right.
But I also like, am I, if I say nothing.
I just don't. If you and that other friend sit her down and try to have some like intervention kind of thing, it's not. And just speaking from someone who has been her, it's not going to. I think all you really could do is send her a message and be like, hey, you're dealing with a lot right now. Mm. I want you to be happy. And I think, and if this friendship is causing or is the root of any sort of like issue that's going on in your relationship, I'm going to remove myself. And like, if you ever need me, and like, if we ever, you know, I'm here, but like, I'm just going to take a step back. And like, I am concerned because I feel like no one should be dictating your life and like the moves that you make, but it's also not my place to like let you know. But I would literally send a message like respectfully, love you, I'm here for you, you do you, like I am concerned, but like you're an adult and I respect anything you do, but I'm gonna take a step back. Because you sit down with her, like she's gonna hear it or she's gonna be upset because all you're doing is saying everything she's already thinking, but it's just a matter of if she's gonna walk away or not, which she's clearly not, because like that is such a great, like at that point when you're talking like that, that is so crazy to actually share. Like for real.
That's a good point.
It makes
Jess.
Me sad, man. It makes, because I feel like it's probably, you're right. And I think that's kind of, if I said nothing at all and I was like, okay, yeah, sure, no problem. Whatever you say. And I don't want to validate the craziness.
No.
Without saying nothing. But, oh yeah, sure. I mean, if you think we're having a threesome, then like I should totally not be your friend. Whatever, girl. But like, I feel like I've got to say something of like,
but there's a way to say it without sending her like a whole fucking like novel. I'm talking just a few sentences. Like, I love you, but because it doesn't matter.
So again, I don't know. I don't, again, she's trying to call me again last night, but I was already asleep. So like, I don't know the full story. I'm gonna wait to talk to her face to face, but I don't think I'm gonna go in with a mission of like, you need to end this relationship. But I do want to try to give her at least the time. If she wants to make time to talk, I'll make time to talk, because I also want to hear what's going on and like, you know, see what's going on. But I'm not gonna go in with a mission of like, you should end that, that's crazy, because like I don't think that will go anywhere either. All right,
I'm sad for her.
I am too. I mean, I'm like,
that sucks.
I'm like shaken up. I'm very shaken up by it. So,
did you realize prior to that call that things were like,
honestly, because I knew there was like some jealousy stuff, but everything came from like a, well, I mean, I see it was rooted in some type of reality.
It
was
kind of
like, well, I mean, okay, I could see where that jealousy would come from. So like, maybe you should consider if that person really needs to be in your life or not, you know,
because
like,
the threesome thing is just so out of left field. I'm like, where?
But he literally, I wish I had a threesome, but he literally could have said that just to like piss her off.
That's what I'm saying.
And gaslight her because of who knows what's going on.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. But I'm like, threesome. I mean, I wish I had a threesome with somebody, but damn, I didn't. Spread the rumor, though, people. Spread the rumor, please. The Crames. The Crames had a threesome, but he did not. All right. All right, y'all. Thanks so much for being here. I'll give you an update after we chat. Y'all, we love you. Thank you so much. YouTube, you're the best. Thanks for being here. This is the Uncensored Podcast. Thank you to Tom for his... Y'all, I'm not even going over there today. You y'all swing in and just chat with Tom. I ain't going over there today, bro. That's you, Jess. You got to swing in next.
No, I already got my Celsius. We're good. We were chilling.
We should play a game called like Wheel of Tom's Office right now, where we spin the wheel to figure out who's gonna stop by after.
No,
this.
No, that's the last thing he wants. He wants to be left alone. Yeah, he needs space.
I'm gonna text him and say thanks for coming to the podcast.
Oh my God.
Dude, don't.
I won't do it. Check us out. We got some other stuff for you to check out too. Obviously, the radio show. Hey, if you don't listen to the radio show, could you do that? These summer months are always a little slow for us. So if you can't listen live, Kramer and Jess on demand. Charlotte works really hard to get that done every day. So there's a lot of great stuff going up there. There's a lot. Actually, the show's been pretty wild this summer, hasn't it? I mean, I feel like we've really been like...
Yeah.
We've had some interesting stories, like segments.
A lot of people have really been on fire. So our story's been on fire, and we just had a lot of interesting people this summer. So Kramer and Jess on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Jessica, where do we find you?
Jess Do It, JESSDUITT on all socials, and my podcast, Life in Bloom with Jess.
Charlotte.
I am at PTSD Diva on Instagram.
And I'm That Guy Kramer. I have a podcast called Certified Mama's Boy. And that's it. That's it for today. We'll see you guys next week. Yeah, we're back next week. See you, everybody. Bye. Bye, everybody. See you.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thanks, YouTube. See you.